The Jimmy and Luke Show.
I broke Lorena.
Wait, what episode is this again?
It's such a terrible movie.
The show is awful.
Broadcasting live across the internet, this is the final season of The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to JL 235. We've been gone for weeks, but we are finally back, and it is our 2016 general. Yeah, they have absolutely no right to use those characters. You want to report them to the copyright agency? Because I will. It is our 2016 general election coverage on the JL show. I'm joined today, as I was last year for the British general election, by our expert analyzer, Owen Doby.
Yes, I will analyze all the numbers and whatever.
It was funny a year ago. And also by Michael McAndrew. Me. Co-founder, co-host of the 99% podcast. He's an expert on the Irish election situation. Yes, brilliant. I was hoping there was one of these. The notice of poll is irrelevant now. We've got photos. Fantastic. Oh, I'm so excited. So excited, guys. Okay,
how
so.
How can you be so excited?
It's Wednesday. This is Patrick Feeney. He's my favorite because he's crazy. Okay, it is Wednesday. The election is on Friday. The moratorium starts at 2 p.m. today, which means no broadcast, television, or radio coverage of polls, opinions, debate, anything that might sway the voter's opinion. It's a stupid broadcasting authority regulation. She's not actually standing there. She's in front of a white background.
Not a good photo.
There are no good photos of him. There really aren't.
I like the one on his poster. It looks kind of approachable.
I'm pretty sure it's... Yeah, it's a bit better. Okay. It's a bit better.
Yeah. What do you think of James Charity?
I think James Charity looks like the most boring fuck ever. Like,
I think he looks like...
He kind of looks like you a bit.
No. Derek Nolan.
Can we go through all of them now?
No!
Please.
No, we're going to make one of them.
Yeah, fine, but all of them. We're going to make fun of all of them.
That was John Bresnan, the founder of Warren Sunday.
Really?
James Charity.
Tell you about James Charity.
No, I'm telling you.
James Charity's
I'm telling you. James Charity looks like his mother made him wrong.
His policies are so fucking dumb.
What to say about Trevor.
Trevor O'Cathartig.
He's obese, old.
He's not old.
He's like shoulders. Your breath is horrible, by the way. It's like salami.
No.
It's like his shoulders were way off the left. Old.
They don't know who you're talking about, so you need to name them.
Not a good face. Dumb bitch. Fat. Actually pretty cool. That's
pretty cool.
He's like the McAndrew family's boring bastard child.
I think he's alright. Looks like Nicolas Cage, pasty. Creepy smile.
Looks like Adam Lecter.
I mean, he could be anyone.
He lives with his mother.
He looks like a monkey and an innocent boy. He has like no top teeth. He actually looks alright.
Guys don't count because they're Galways. So they don't matter to us. These are our people here. Okay, I'll tell you about these people now. James Charity, his policies are so fucking boring. He is like the most average middle-of-the-road politician. He's like, I want better healthcare. And then I want water abolished. He has no unique stance whatsoever. He's a dull independent. He's a boring face. I don't know why anyone would vote for him. Honestly, his whole campaign's a waste of time. His posters are ugly and stupid. He has himself photoshopped in front of a blue Microsoft sky. It's just awful.
I noticed that.
Trevor O'Cathartig is like the most dull Sinn Féin candidate we could have asked for.
James Charity, John Bresnan.
I don't see it.
What?
Actually, that's a decent like election poster photo, isn't it?
They're exactly the same.
No, they're completely different. I've never seen two people who look less alike.
What?
He looks more like Scarlett Johansson than he does like James Charity.
Really? I think he looks exactly the same.
I think you're having visions, Michael.
I think he's the same person.
All right, next up, so Trevor O'Cathartig, he's like the most boring Sinn Féin candidate we could have asked for. He's fine.
I have a lot of trouble differentiating between white people.
Oh, yeah, okay. Racist. Trevor McCarthy is like a senator, and he's also Sinn Féin spokesperson for the Gaeltacht and Heritage. You know, whatever. He seems fine. I haven't met him, but... Catherine Connolly, then, very good local politician, gets a lot of great work done. She's looking really close to getting a seat now, because Noel Grealish has gone way down in the polls, and she's probably going to get the fourth seat. So that's excellent news. John Connolly is a primary school teacher. He is in favor of Eighth Amendment, as I think he is, but he's also, like, got horrible posters where he's leaning to the side. I just don't like his posters. He's also got a weird little mustache.
What?
No, Patrick Feeney did nothing to hurt you.
Oh, damn it. How do I do the lightning bolt for the side?
Draw one on somebody nasty like Fidelma.
He's retired, apparently.
Patrick Feeney's a nice guy.
What did he work at?
Aer Lingus.
I mean, she is a Nazi.
There you go. Yes, she is. All right, so Mike Cover then. Oh, lovely guy. I love him. His family are so nice. legitimately, though, he's a decent candidate. I like his policies. I will give him a preference. But his photo, he needs to start looking more kind of smart in photos. Eamon O'Queeve is a boring fucker who's never going to leave, but whatever, he's got Dev in his family. I don't know if he's ever done anything good in the government, but whatever, he's not hurting anybody.
So
he's kind of like, looks kind of, no, he's not a Nazi. Okay. He looks like Mr.
Hey,
Bean. So.
Nazi?
No.
Nazi?
None of them are Nazis except
Nazi.
For her. No.
Nazi?
No.
Nazi?
No.
Nazi?
Yes, yes, her and her, and maybe him, are all Nazis. There we go. Here's the thing. Somebody said to me, if I was to vote based on who the most beautiful woman running is, I'd have to vote for Nicola Davern. Because legitimately, out of her, 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 and her, and her, like, she's the most attractive woman there.
No, it's well, no, you know, you'd have to wear, like, a bag over her head.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
so, Nicola Davern is a Renewer candidate. She wants 23% flat tax rate. She wants a three strikes policy, kind of just ridiculous stuff.
Four, five, six chins.
She's a solicitor, so I assume she's smart, but whatever. Patrick Feeney, then. This guy is my absolute favorite. Patrick Feeney signed up at the last minute. He stood on Shop Street on Saturday holding a laminated A4 piece of paper with "I am Patrick Feeney, independent, the innovation politician." He then set up a Twitter account, and oh, he's just such a funny guy.
Black candidate.
But he actually seems kind of cool, and I like him, so I'm going to give him a vote.
Black candidate, no.
It's really bad we don't have a black candidate. Actually, it's not. There are no educated black people over 25 in this country. Oh, I'm one of those pens. I'll tell you something, though.
Yes,
there are people. Are people calling for there to be a migrant quota in elections, so that a certain number of candidates have to be immigrants. I take.
Retarded.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that really makes sense. It's like, yes, we can fight, have the immigrants and people who move here running in elections, but you don't have a quota. That's just stupid. Anyway, Noel Grealish, former Progressive Democrat leader. Progressive Democrats were scum. Noel Grealish is a fat fuck. I don't think he's done any good work for Galway West that I'm aware of. He says that he's built roads. I haven't seen those roads. I hope that he loses his seat because he's boring, but he probably won't. Fidelma Healy Eames, she hates gay people.
She likes to get raped on Facebook.
And she and she says Wi-Fi instead of Wi-Fi. I have no respect for that woman. Also, that's not a real photo. She's in front of a white background, and they just put her there. And there's another photo of her where she's on the beach. You know,
we need to make her hair like more.
Okay. Do you not have respect?
Well, most of these people. Right now, Fidelma Healy Eames. Next up is another woman candidate. We got Mary Hoad. Mary Hoad is fat, which doesn't necessarily mean she's a bad politician. But, you know, she's a Fine Gael, she's a beautifuler, and she's done nothing to win my support. So we're just gonna assume that she's an idiot.
Can you count the chins?
And six.
Tommy Houlihan. Now, Tommy Houlihan is a former star of the JL show. We literally have an episode named after him. Episode 191, Bull and Bumpkin. So Tommy is like a hero of the podcast, running for the AAA PVP. He's a painter and decorator from Ashley Grove. Tommy, you have
my neighbor.
We are giving Tommy a... how close does he live to you?
It's like the house like right around the corner.
Oh, really? We are giving Tommy an endorsement. Does he have a big poster outside his house?
Yeah, I don't think. No, his neighbors have an endorsement. His extra neighbors have a big poster.
I control the Jimmy and Luke show or the JL show canon, so I give him a JL show official endorsement.
I give my endorsement to Derek Nolan because we look alike.
Okay.
And I give my anti-endorsement to Niall Toomey.
Fine.
I give my anti-endorsement to whoever it was that was
that. Yeah, that Monkey Boy over here.
Sean Kine, who's the bastard child of the McAndrew family. Sean Kine, I don't know much about Sean Kine, but he's Fine Gael and he seems to do stupid shit in my column, so, you know. I don't know why everyone says he's going to top the poll. Why is he going to top the poll? I've never met somebody who likes Sean Kine. Literally, ever.
My family.
Do they? I mean, like, I know people who like Eamon O'Queeve and Derek Nolan. I've never met anyone who likes Sean Kine.
I'd say people who don't know anything about him.
It's just, I don't get why you'd like him. Like, Eamon O'Queeve, at least, is like, oh, he's old.
No, not everyone has the same political views.
But he just doesn't look like a very interesting...
It's not how interesting he is. It's what he wants.
I've never heard him say anything smart. He doesn't look smart. He hasn't done anything good. So why would he top the poll? Like, why would people give him that many votes? I don't get it. Whatever. He must do good door-to-door canvassing. It's not in my house. Then Hildegard Knocton. Now, Hildegard...
Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage's bastard sister.
Well, Hildegard Knocton's brother owns the Right Price Ink ink shop in town. Very nice man, very good shop. Shout out to Right Price Ink. However, she is not a good candidate, and well, Owen Raftery went canvassing for her.
Is she she's some kind of official in the...
She's a senator.
I saw her one day coming in with this big bracelet thing around her.
Well, she was mayor last year.
Ah.
Or two, no, 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
She was mayor 2 years ago.
You just anti-endorsed her, actually. Older after he went around door to door for her.
Yeah.
It's quite okay, normal.
Derek Nolan, then. Derek Nolan.
Hey, Steve.
I don't dislike Derek Nolan, but, you know, I am not going to vote towards a Labour government that includes Alan Kelly as deputy leader, because Alan Kelly is legitimately the most insipid man in the country. Derek Nolan, maybe an Alan Kelly in waiting. I don't trust him.
Oh,
we got the notice of poll.
Hey.
Roman, give your opinion on...
Well, to be honest, I think the reformation of Eugene Murphy and the proclamation in the treaty of the Anglo-Irish sector...
Right, give it back. So, next up, we have John O'Mahony. John O'Mahony's a former Gaelic football manager. He's got, like, crazy teeth, and he looks like Hannibal Lecter, but he's got a crazy chin, I don't know. Do you trust that man's face?
I don't trust any of these men. So, Nazi it is.
He's not a Nazi. He's just a sort of Nazi adjacent.
You give him half a Nazi then.
Yeah. Will he sue us for saying Nazi?
What?
They listen to this. Anyway, next up we have Rory O'Neill. Now we know he's cool because his picture in the paper is a selfie he took in front of brass. So he must be cool. I mean, literally, they're all.
Where's James Charity?
Oh yeah. See, they're all in front of a white background or whatever.
No, he's in front of trees in his poster.
No, it's
in front of a
window
wallpaper.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Galway coastline, busy street, and then we've got brass, and it's a selfie, like you can see. I mean, this guy lives with his mother. He is a silversmith / photographer. He's running with this party called Direct Democracy Ireland, who are basically libertarians.
It's like a photographer.
They want direct democracy reestablished in the Constitution, so that if the people want to change, like if the government want to make any decision on anything, they have to,
that's really good.
They have to have a referendum.
Which basically means that
the entire governmental process will slow down to a snail's pace.
None of them are Nazis.
They're the wrong way around. But James Charity, have you seen his like poster? His head is really, really small.
Sorry, I didn't go to that.
Shoulders still.
Yeah. But no, Rory O'Neill, he's not bad. He seems pleasant. That's all I'll say about him. Next up, we have Niall O'Toole getting the JL show endorsement. What we're going to do is play you at the end of this
cock of my ass,
our interview with Niall O'Toole from last July. We're going to play it again to, you know.
Hey.
you interviewed him?
We did on the 99% in July.
Why?
Because we wanted to. Because we didn't have anyone else to interview that week, and he was like available.
Is he an idiot?
He's not an idiot.
But look at his face.
We will play his interview on this week's show at the end of the episode. Yeah, whatever. Then we have Tommy Roddy. Now, Tommy Roddy, I admire how he has managed to go from nobody knowing who he was to getting in the newspaper a lot based on taking on a stringent pro-life position before Christmas. There's an interview with him in here somewhere, or there's a letter he wrote. Here we go. This is Tommy getting angry about abortion. Every week he has a letter in here. And then people getting angry about Tommy getting angry about abortion. This is the letter page every week. Other than his ridiculous, over-the-top, put on the front of my Litterum Hokon stances on that, Tommy's actually not a bad candidate. But I'm still not going to vote for him.
I don't see any of his posters.
He does, yeah. Roddy, Tommy.
Oh,
independent. All right, next up, we have Seamus Sheridan, the cheesemonger. And, you know, Seamus, I'll tell you the story about Seamus. On Saturday, he was on Shop Street with a little desk, giving out leaflets. And in the middle of the table was a little potted plant. And that was just the most sanctimonious thing I've ever seen. It's like, I'm the Green Party, so I'll put a little potted plant on my canvassing table. I was just like, that's just cheap. But whatever.
That's like the Labour Party.
We could do
taxes on them.
It's like the Labour Party putting a shovel on theirs because they're like, we're hard work mining. Anyway, Seamus Sheridan is a fine candidate. We could do worse. So, official endorsements go to Tyler Tool, Tommy Houlihan, Captain Connolly, Mike Covert. Okay, does anyone else have an endorsement to make?
What's like the opposite of an endorsement?
Al Gore!
Non-endorsement.
Okay, non-endorsement, I would agree.
Okay. Do you have an endorsement to make, Hillian?
I don't know, Hulk Hogan Refinition.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
That's really funny. You're really funny. I endorse Trevor O'Carroll.
Okay, fair enough.
I endorse Rory Fogarty.
Okay.
I feel sorry for James. So I'm going to vote for him because no one else will.
Vote in order of your preference. Vote Trevor O'Carroll, Catherine Connolly, Mike Covers, Patrick Feeney,
Rory O'Neill,
Tommy Houlihan.
What's that?
Rory O'Neill, Niall O'Toole.
I'm going to draw like a liking vote.
He's actually a really decent guy.
But you
I think.
Just having a fucking clue how to draw a lightning bolt.
Oh, it's upside down.
This is the notice of poll. I love it.
It's just not. That's not what a lightning bolt.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
I will, yeah. I'll give him, like, number six.
Right? Yeah. Lightning bolt.
Wait, go east.
Lightning bolt is this.
In go east, we have Sean Canny, non-party. Kieran Cannon, Fine Gael. Paul Connaughton, Fine Gael. Michael Fahey, non-party. Lorraine Higgins, the Labour Party. Yes. Lorraine Higgins wants the internet to be...
You don't say hiss, you hiss.
What? I haven't decided yet, but I'm going to be probably...
Sigh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's it.
No,
no. Oh, guys, and him. Eight.
No.
I'll give him something. Oh, 20. You can go all the way down, but I don't want. Don't go all the way down because then you'll be given. Because if you give Fidelma a number 20, that's better than giving her blank. So, like, it's better not to. Like, I would go 1 to 20 if I thought that the 20 wouldn't contribute, but if that 20 adds to her numbers, I'll be
I'm
like.
Voting for Arriba Cartina.
It's really hard because none of them are actually any good.
I know, yeah. So, just vote Patrick Feeney. What else we got in here today?
Ooh, the right
way to go.
10%.
So Noel Grealish, due to this short campaign, it was impossible for me to canvass every household. I mean, O'Toole canvassed every household twice, but I guess he wasn't in the doll. He
oh, look,
to
my house. Color Terry O'Flaherty.
Yeah. No, no, everyone came to my house twice. Have you had people this
everyone
week, Joey?
Yeah,
her name
twice.
Is Terry? You're in the state.
Ew.
I know. But Grealish saying that he didn't have time is just bullshit. I mean, he did have time.
You're quite a main time.
Although he's a TD, so I guess he was working. But he could have sent his cronies, like, anyway. Nicola Dabrin. Principles matter in politics. But even if they haven't been coming to your door, you've been getting the...
Shut up.
Look, there's a notice of a replacement candidate. That's what.
Hey!
Anyway.
They don't look alike at all.
So...
Wait, did they seriously give out their addresses?
I've had enough of this. I'm gonna throw this away. I don't want to.
It's me!
So, Michael, you watched the leaders' debate last night.
I missed the beginning of it.
Okay, well, you missed the beginning. The beginning was the best part. It opened with this epic poem.
Hey.
It opened with this.
What do we up here? How did they know they're not dead? Men hunting for food, but not the furthest down the air on the red. What will last longer in dinosaur times? A blind man wouldn't stand a chance. Not with all those roughs about. I'd rather be a blind moth.
Is that not like
a hug can be the most wonderful thing? Two arms wrapped around you like a mother's wings. But we are so selfish when we are blue.
Why are they giving out?
Doesn't a hug deserve a hug too?
To dissuade chances of running, like, it means you can go to their house and kill them if you want. Like I would.
It would be spiteful to put jellyfish in a trifle.
Need 30 signatures from adults. So I just go around and get all the teachers to sign it.
No.
What did you have to get?
You have to get 30 signatures from adults. So all I need to do is
get vote
before you can be on the ballot.
Find 18 people.
So I just go around and get all the teachers to sign it. I just say I want to run for election. Isn't that funny? And they go,
Get Kluber to sign it too.
And Michael. And my Harris.
Oh, by the way, I found it into this. And I tore some pumps, so get ready.
It's time now for This Week in Jail Show History, super quick edition. So this week in 2013, episode...
They want me to do this by myself.
This week in 2013, it was episode 46, Stupid Cows. The Jimmy and Luke Show is back. Pope Benedict has resigned. Can you believe, Michael, that 3 years ago Pope Benedict resigned? Horse meat scandal. Oh, for God's sake. The Oscar Pistorius murder. What we did on Pancake Day / Valentine's Day. This week in 2014, episode 98, The Last Supper. Join us for our penultimate double number episodes. We bid a temporary farewell to our table, discuss Valentine's Day, and talk about loads more fun stuff. Episode 175, this week in 2015, was Denim. The 175th episode of the JL Show. The regular gang are joined by loads of guests. And there was a vandalism trial. And this week in 2015, episode 174, Chivo Incognito, Luke, Owen, Shane, and Michael are back. Join them, our guests Owen and Jack, to discuss everything they've missed. The Oscars. Who is Stay Fanta? The mystery continues. Send Michael a friend request on Facebook. He's Terrence Fletcher. We attempt prayer of the day without our jingle. Sesame Street. Alright.
Done.
I'm done, guys.
I'm done.
Oh, no, I'm not done. I'm not done this. I'm just done this week. We got the notice of poll to give out the names and addresses of all of our candidates. Don't rip that off. That's all we have time for. This. That's all we have time for this week on the JL Show. Thanks to Shane, Owen, Michael, Johnny.
And me.
You didn't talk.
I am now.
Good luck to all of our candidates that we support in the election on Friday. We'll be back on Friday. No, we won't. We might be. We'll be back very soon with the next episode of the JL Show. Don't forget, there's less than 15 episodes left to go. Send us your favorite JL Show memories now. Visit thejlshow.com and add JL Show on Snapchat and follow McAndrew_Mike on Instagram.
Thank you for tuning in.